Chapter 5, Devotional 13. Divine Appointments. What is your calling? In Mark chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, we read, He appointed 12, designating them apostles, that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. Notice the first two words here, He appointed. Jesus gave the disciples divine appointments to execute his will and plans for mankind. Their faithfulness in carrying out these appointments or assignments changed the world and the fate of millions of people for all eternity. As Christians, we must come to understand that Jesus still appoints and designates. His commandments to preach the gospel to the far corners of the earth, heal the sick and cast out or take authority over demonic spirits are still in force. There is still much work to be done. On a daily basis, I meet people who have heard and responded to his call. They have said yes and accepted their divine appointment. They have surrendered their life to him and embraced their assignment in faith with passion, dedication, and a commitment to excellence. I watch as he uses them and works through them to make a lasting mark on the world that cannot be erased. I watch as they stand in awe at what he accomplishes through them. I see how he transforms their lives daily, and they come to think, feel, speak, and act like Jesus. I see hearts, minds, souls, and spirits as they are renewed, shaped, and molded into new creations with a new purpose. Recently, I saw a man who has fully embraced his divine appointment smiling back at me in the bathroom mirror. Ask God to speak to your heart today about his divine appointment for your life. Answer his call. Put a smile on your face and his. Lord, thank you for calling me into a deep, intimate relationship with you. Help me to hear your voice and give me an open and willing spirit for every divine appointment, large and small. Help me to trust you and submit to your perfect will. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.